Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. April 15th, 1816, Battle at Lowther's. On this day, April 15th, 1816, the first major battle between Bussus' forces and the St. Philip militia occurred at Lowther's in Christchurch. While the fires of the rebellion started the night before at 8 p.m., the first battle began in earnest at noon on Easter Monday. According to Colonel Eversley, it was about 12 o'clock that we met a large body of insurgent slaves in the yard of Lowther's plantation, 1.5 miles north of Fairy Valley, several of whom were armed with muskets and displayed the colors of the St. Philip Battalion, which they had stolen, and who, upon seeing the division, cheered and cried out to us, "Come on," but were quickly dispersed upon being fired on. Hilary Beckles quotes another military commander, Colonel Best, who gave his version of the battle. The rebel contingent had roped in every Negro belonging to the plantation and had outnumbered his men by 4-1. On seeing the militia, the rebels formed an irregular line. According to Colonel Best, "My lads were too anxious and began to fire while I was leading them up close. One Negro was brandishing his sword, which my soldiers could not witness without endeavoring to knock him over. Others, armed with pitchforks, on seeing the militia, commenced firing. They gave way immediately." In this battle, 30 men in Bussus' army were killed, and one militiaman received a gunshot wound. Beckles tells us that as the rebel army fled the area, a small detachment doubled back to finish the destruction of the estate. Defeated by superior force, the rebel army then launched a campaign of arson in St. Philip. According to Colonel Best, large quantities of canes were burnt, and I think more on the second night than the first, which proved that although the rebels were subdued by arms, they were nevertheless determined to do all possible mischief. Houses were gutted, and the very floors taken up. The destruction is dreadful. The plundering beyond anything you can conceive could be effected in so short a time. On this day, April 15th, we salute those courageous men and women who dared to confront the island's militia at Lowther's in a battle for freedom and independence.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.